Jesus says in his first public sermon, recorded here in Mark's gospel, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the good news. What does he mean by repent? What do you guys think repent means? Sorry, confess, good, yes, turn around, what's that? See, you've been to my sermons before. You know that you can talk. Good job, people. What? Admit, what were you saying, Neil? Admit we're sinners. Admit we're sinners? Yeah. Yeah, good. It's like, it's all of those things. It's all of those things. So we're going to do a little group demonstration then of what repent means. All right, so I want you to put your hands together if you can do this. But I want you to point at a random light on the ceiling. Just pick one. Point at the random light on the ceiling. Okay. So now everybody's pointing in different directions at different lights. They're all being, you know, your all hands are all which way, right? All right, hands down. That's the way a piece of iron is. You know that in a piece of iron, like a needle, there's millions and millions and billions of little atoms. And you're each one of those like those little atoms in that piece of iron, right? And they're all little magnets. Each one of those little atoms is a little magnet. You're like those little magnets in that piece of iron, in that needle, in the pin, in the compass needle, right? But you're not magnetized yet because all those little magnets, you guys, are all pointing in different directions every which way, right? That's the way we are. That's the way the people of God were who were listening to what Jesus was saying on that first sermon day. They were going every which way. Jesus says in a different place, they were like sheep without a shepherd, going every which way, pointing our lives in whichever way we felt, pointing our lives at whichever light seemed brightest to us, right? We're like little moths in the darkness, right? Oh, there's a bright light. I'll go that way. Oh, there's another one. Oh, I'll go over here. And that's the way oftentimes we as Christians even come on Sunday morning, being drawn here, being drawn there, pointing every different direction. But you know what happens in an iron or a steel needle when it comes in the presence of a strong magnet or an electric current? Okay, put your hands back up. Point at your random, your lights again. When they're in the presence of a strong magnet, they all point in the same direction. All right, point towards the cross. Okay, there you go. Yep, follow the cross. This is why we do this on Sunday morning. We had our acolyte bring in our cross, right? Because where do our lives point? To Jesus. You guys are good. Right? To Jesus. Jesus is our strong magnet. All right, hands down. To realign our lives, to make Christ the center. That's what repent means. It means to reorient, to remagnetize, to become aligned with the true center of power, Christ. So that's what Jesus says, repent. It means all those other things too. Confess and remember that you're a sinner and you know, say, tell God the things that you've made mistakes about or gone the wrong way. Yeah, that's good. But the greatest sin of all that needs turning away from is the sin of believing and acting as if God weren't the center of the world, the center of the universe, the center of your life. That's the greatest sin. And so that's what repent truly means. Turning back to Christ. That's why it was his first sermon. Made me think of that song, the old song. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. So we come on Sunday mornings to be remagnetized, as it were. But the problem is that Sunday morning isn't enough. When Jesus reminded us what the greatest commandment was, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Wait, I skipped over it. Love your Lord your God with some of your heart, when it was convenient. No. You know, you guys are getting into the mood now. I think I like this, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul. And I'm going to put another one on there. Time. Yeah, I love your neighbor as yourself, but we're focusing on the first part right now. With all your time. Christ isn't someone who we can pick up and put down when we feel like. Christ wants to be the center of every moment of every day. Not just Sunday. That's what it means, I think, when Jesus says, repent, we talked about that, and believe in the good news. Because the good news isn't good news for just the end of our lives. The good news isn't good news for on Sunday morning only. The good news isn't good news for when I'm in trouble and I need God to help me, just like Francis Chan was saying in the little video we were watching earlier. The good news is good news all the time. The kingdom of heaven is near right now and tomorrow and the next day and so on and so forth. And so to repent and believe in the good news, to believe in the good news isn't to just say, yes, Jesus, I believe you. Now go home. There's this family circus. There's a family circus cartoon. I saw it and I wanted to cry and laugh at the same time. There's the little boy, Billy, I think his name is, in the family circus cartoon, and they're in church. And he's going out the door in the back of the church, and he looks back and he says, bye, God, I'll see you next week. Oh, that's awful. Obviously, God is in the center of Billy's life. So how do we really grasp what Jesus is saying, that the good news is good news for us now and every moment? Well, one way is with the Faith Five. Let's see if we can get it up there. There we go. And we're going to practice this for our last 5 minutes here. Faith Five is something Dr. Rich Melheim, a leader in the Lutheran Church, has been teaching for a while now. And it's a way of really taking Jesus up on his word, that the good news is good news. That God's word for us is something that can transform us every moment, each day, not just Sundays, not just once in a while. And this is it right up here. So what do you do with the Faith Five? You share your highs and lows. You read God's word. You talk about how God's word speaks to your highs and lows. You pray for one another, and you bless one another. You focus your life. You repent. Each time you do this is a repentance. Why? Because you're turning back to Christ, turning back to God's word. Every time you open God's word, you pray, you're repenting. You're repenting because you're turning back to Christ, who is the center of your life. Every time. So we're going to practice because we need practice. So I want you to find a buddy and share your highs and lows. And then I'm going to stick up there the Holy Scripture again, and you can read it through and talk about how the Scripture deals with your highs and lows. And then you're going to pray for each other and bless each other. And the blessing can be our simple blessing that we do when we practice every week. The peace of the Lord be with you. And you can bless each other with God's peace. You could say, the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you now and forever, which we say very frequently. You can say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The very famous old blessing. Or it could just be, may God's blessings be upon you. It could be simple, you know. Look at somebody in the eye and say that. Easy peasy, rice and cheesy. You can do it. You can repent all the time. Turning back to God in every moment. All right, go for it. Highs and lows, and I'll put the scripture up there. Hey, if you I just want to be. I want to encourage you to have a low. It's really easy in church to be like, "Oh, everything's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Fine. I'm fine. You're fine. We're fine. It's fine." No, it's not fine. Things go up and down. Be real with each other. You can have a low. I challenge you. All right? All right. Go back to it. I'm going to put the scripture up there now, too. It's not fine. I hope you've had a chance to bless each other. If you haven't, please do so. Don't let me stop you. Oh, I love that. That's great. Good job, Daniel. You get a gold star. No. Believing in the gospel is something we do, something we practice. It's how God's word changes our lives. Something we don't just show up for on Sunday morning, but the way that we orient ourselves throughout the week. And the good news is the kingdom of God is near. That God's love is at hand. That Jesus Christ is present. And by doing the Faith Five and things like that, we enjoy that presence in our lives. So I pray that your life, not only today, but every day, not only this moment, but every moment, would be focused on what God is doing in your life. Amen.